So that's one start. And if one could just find the date and the person, if it's actually happened, that to our stories, our opinion, it's true. This is not make up a story. So that's one story that I had in mind that should be written down. But I just hope, just like those people, what they say, do not disturb something that has been quietly forgotten. But it's a long time ago. So that's the end of that one. And there is another story that's supposed to have happened not long ago. So we will come to that on the other side of the stable board. First of all, I want to continue talking about the teaching of our ancestors, our Omiskigo people. Because Omiskigo has similar instruction as the Ojibwe people and Ojibwe people, who hunt for survival, who gather, who migrate. Ours is the same way. And the teaching is similar, almost the same. The Ojibwe people are not much different than Omiskigo, because they speak the language almost the same way. The Ojibwe people speak a little bit different. There are many words that I use there, the one the Omiskigos use. Just a minute. I personally understand the Ojibwe speaking people, but they do not understand me. They say that I speak, that the Omiskigo people speak too fast. I mean the real ones, not the mixed language. Because in some place in James Bay, in a place called Musni, they have a mixed dialect. Part of it is English accent, even Irish accent, or Scot, whatever. Because these people have been exposed by the Europeans a long time and settling beside them. That's the reason. So the actual one are not around there, only as far as Arawapiskat and Winisk. These are the people who speak the real Omiskigo language. So that is the reason why. So we shall come to the end for this one and continue to the other side. Let us now continue to this side B, the continuation of the subject of Mitewiwin, the shamanism. Shamanism is actually was considered by the First Nation as part of spiritual, part of our life. It is nothing evil about it. In those days before the European came, people who have it really respect it, those who use it properly, but those who use it wrongly or misuse it, they were evil. Surely there was a bad thing. So the only thing those First Nation people in Hudson, southwest coast of Hudson Bay, James Bay today, this was the only thing which was supposedly connected with the spiritualism. So the women were not necessary, required to know full-fledged Mitewiwin, but the basic knowledge only. Women were gifted to be seers or psychics, to develop women intuition, they call it. Gifted healers, most of them. The good nurses, they can help people come to cure or help. They're also homemakers, and they're also small game hunters, fishermen, they can fish. And they also knew how to use herbs and plants to heal, and the usage of animal parts to heal sickness of a human.